Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the decline of local journalists.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. The U.S. has lost around three-quarters of its local journalists in the last couple decades. That's according to an analysis by the nonprofit Rebuild Local News. They partnered with public relations software company Muckrack to evaluate the number of journalists in every U.S. county. Muckrack's data journalist Matt Albasi is here to break down Ohio's numbers. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Kendall. Thanks so much for having me on today.
So you determined a local journalist equivalent for each county per 100,000 people. Can you briefly explain how you calculated those numbers?
What we did was we started with a large pool of journalists, basically anyone who's published in the first quarter of 2025. Then we made some adjustments. We thought there are plenty of people who are doing local coverage part-time. And so we wanted to make sure we counted them, but maybe they shouldn't count quite as much as someone who's doing this full time. So we started applying weights. And finally, we added one more filter for what we called the metro adjustment. And this is basically, if you live nearby a city, it's pretty likely that if something happens in your county, somebody from that nearby city is going to come and cover major events. And we applied that. And what you're left with is what we call the local journalist equivalent. It's sort of a measure of how much sort of the reporting power of an individual in a county.
With that fuller picture of reporting power, you found that many southeastern Ohio counties like Gallia, Vinton, Noble, they don't have any journalists regularly covering them. But when you look at Athens County, which is in that same region, it actually has the most coverage per capita of all the state. Why is that?
Yeah, Athens County is really a bright spot when you look at it on the map. It's got actually 76 local journalist equivalents per 100,000 people. For one, you've got Ohio University. They've got The Post, which is just a fabulous student-run local journalism outlet. You've also got the Athens County Independent. So really, when you look at Athens County, there just seems to be this perfect mix of locally supported journalism that, you know, really supports the population there.
What about if we zoom out and look at Ohio as a whole? How are we comparing to other states?
Yeah, so Ohio ranks 31st out of 50. And it's 7.9 local journalist equivalents. National average of 8.1. So as a state, you guys are really hitting just about the average. Ohio's a really diverse state. You have rural areas, you have urban areas. You could look at it as a little microcosm of the country. And so I think that's why it lands right in the middle of the pack here. The thing that I would point out, though, is like you mentioned at the top of the segment, the national average has dropped 75% since 2002. This number used to be around 40 on average, and now we're down to 8.
What is the impact? Why does that matter?
To the average person, they might look at this number and say, so what? To me, though, the impact is simple. There's not enough people telling their neighbors what's going on. There's not enough people holding the government on every level accountable. You have meetings that are happening all over the state, all over the country, school board meetings, city council meetings, zoning meetings. At the end of the day, people are making decisions about what your community is going to look like. And if you don't know what's going on in those meetings, you're not participating in them. So that means somebody else is shaping your world.
That's Matt Albasi. He's a data journalist with Muckrack. Thank you for sharing your findings.
Thanks for having me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.